Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good afternoon, good morning, or whatever you're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, everybody. How Hello. You doing today?
Hello
I'm
there.
I'm wearing my purple. Did you notice
that? Mm-hmm. I'm wearing
my purple today. And before the show,
where are your tassels?
You didn't see this, but since we're doing a tribute to Prince today, I decided that I would put on my wife's sunglasses.
Oh, wow.
A little androgyny, you know, for
yeah.
Prince. But then,
yeah.
That's what we need.
That's how quickly
predator.
That's going to happen.
Yeah,
not,
on you, okay. Mike, it looks a little more like Jackie O, but still, it's a nice gesture.
Jackie
it looks O! Good. It looks good on you. It does look like Jackie O. We are joined in studio by Rob and Oscar and Rofo. And I will tell you, you know what? I have never gotten my head around celebrity deaths and why they affect us. I know there are lots of theories about them. We always talk about them. But then I've never known when a celebrity death is going to affect me. And
it's weird.
The news, did you guys let me know? I think I was
you
so
found
running around
out,
yesterday.
You found out on the conference call
yeah.
for the
on
client.
On the conference call for the client. We were on a conference call with a client when Rob and Oscar told me about this.
Then you
and
got then, into your a crazy like song and dance about your babysitter. It was really awkward.
It was an odd moment.
That's another show and another time.
Everyone deals with death in their own way.
We can't. This is so inside. We can't share it with you.
No.
But I will tell you this: that as the day went on, and then as we went into the evening, for me, and now this could be because of my mom. It's my mom's birthday today, by the way.
Oh so, man!
To you know, so happy birthday to mom. God rest your soul. I will tell you as the day went on. It could be a variety of factors that might have a little bit to do with that. I've just had a loss in my life, a personal loss. It could be 2016. I know somebody on one of the sites actually posted the number of celebrities that we have lost in the year 2016. It's somewhat stunning.
I actually have a grid comparing first quarter this year with first quarter last year, celebrity death. We won't get to it today, but we should, maybe on Monday's show, go through. It's yeah. staggering. It really it is unbelievable.
Blind demand.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's that.
What?
And I don't think there's a very good ROI, and it's not amazing.
We're not going to have to ask you to leave today, are we?
I'm a big Prince fan. Okay.
Oh, he came in super dickish today, though.
He's a total asshole today. And I know he would be. Do you want to seriously? I give you the day off for this show if you want it.
Oh, why?
Why
we're gonna ruin
because
it?
we're paying homage to an artist.
I'm a big Prince fan.
Okay, good. All right. So you know the fact is
he
that
shows it in every word.
Let me just try to make it clear.
Okay.
I didn't expect because I wasn't a guy that lined up to go to concerts. I wasn't somebody that when he was associated with the radio station, I wanted to be the guy there. I played tons of his music in the 80s and at the clubs. But I never tracked with it, and I guess it's like something when you lose something, that's the only time we value it sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
And that would be the example that we have with Prince. I looked up the word icon, a person or thing regarded as a representative symbol of something, and I guess Prince would be a symbol of musical genius. And then
yeah.
I started watching the clips all afternoon. I watched some of the interviews. The most amazing clip that I saw was shared by a lot of people. He's hard to find, isn't he, Rob, online as
he
far as
he is
video
notorious
and stuff like that?
For guarding his own material.
He's not into piracy.
Yeah, he won't let people stream stuff.
They say he's a genius businessman, Oscar,
yeah,
that
yeah.
he actually controlled his content. So, you know, and he thought
he,
about it.
He
knew how to do it.
He changed his name to a symbol to right. fight Warner Brothers Music.
He did.
Yeah, and it was successful.
Yes.
I mean, he actually beat him that way. And the one clip I saw was at the induction ceremony where he did While My Guitar Gently Weeps
yes.
with Tom Petty up on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And he played the guitar solo, which was absolutely one of the most amazing solos I've ever seen. So as the evening went on, I said, you know, am I going to bandwagon this? Yeah, I'm going to bandwagon this because you know what? Radio stations are doing this. Video channels are doing this. You're hearing a lot of this. But I figured with our listeners to actually take with you when you listen, when you're working out, when you're on one of your trips, I thought that it would be just kind of cool to pay a musical tribute to Prince. I used to, you know, I cut my teeth playing records, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way this goes down. So for all of you, this is a list that I've compiled of some of my favorite Prince songs, and we're going to play them on the show today. We'll talk in between. We'll bust chops in between, but we'll let you enjoy the music of Prince on the Mike O'Mara Show. Enjoy.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
The only thing I could think of, because I really don't like categories, but the only thing I could think of is inspirational. And I think music that is from the heart falls right into that category. People who really feel what it is that they're doing. Ultimately, all music is or can be inspirational. And that's why it's so important to let your gift be guided by something more clear.
Now, where does your inspiration come from?
I like to believe that my inspiration comes from God.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Viper studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. And you're going to get a lot of prints today. Our show today brought to you by Headspace. Let's be honest. Most of your problems start with your mind, whether it's fear, anger, stress, anxiety, depression, sleeplessness. They all begin in your head and they slowly wreck your life. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can make major differences in just 10 minutes a day. This is guided meditation. It's the easiest thing in the world to try. And it's the new Headspace app. Headspace is meditation, as simple as it gets. It's like a gym membership for your mind. You work your mind out. You calm your mind down. Guided meditations that you listen to wherever you want to do it. It's rooted in thousands of years of tradition, and it's got great positive effects for you. Improved focus, relationship harmony, not to mention decreased anxiety and lowered stress. You can join over 5 million users already getting some Headspace for free right now.
When?
Now. Download the free Headspace app and begin their Take 10 program for 10 days of guided meditation at headspace.com/TMOS. The Headspace Take 10 program is a 100% free way to experience the benefits of meditation in your busy modern life. Train your mind for a healthier, less stressed life. Start your free trial today at headspace.com/TMOS. That's headspace.com/TMOS. Get some Headspace today. So, welcome to our little tribute to Prince. We thought we'd do this today. It'd be kind of fun. It's not what we normally do on the Mike O'Mara Show, but I thought it would be an interesting show to do because as the evening wore on, I couldn't stop watching clips. I couldn't stop listening to music. I couldn't, and it became apparent that I'm not alone when you looked at the streets of Minneapolis and Brooklyn.
Oh my God, I know.
Where, you know, teenagers. People in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, absolutely amazing. Really, you know, really amazing.
My father, he called me. He said, have you been spending a lot of time on Prince Book today? Because that's what he was calling Facebook.
Yeah,
because
Prince Book.
This
right.
thing absolutely, it's the weirdest celebrity death sort of confluence of instances. Unexpected, young, and icon. And when that happens, it hits you really hard. And I think a lot of people...
Well, it hits me real hard because he's the same age as me. I mean, I'm going to be 57 in June, and he was 57. And I find
myself... And a mysterious guy. I mean, he really played his cards so close to the vest. Who knows if he did drugs or drank or anything?
Are you like me? I don't give a rat's
ass. I don't either. I don't. I feel sorry that he's gone.
Oh, and
but
I hope
the circumstances don't
way.
Bother me.
You know? I hope it wasn't that way. But at the same time, you know... I understand that's our celebrity culture, and they have to dig that stuff up, and that has to be part of the story, especially if he was medicated. I mean, TMZ going bat-ass.
Oh, of course.
You know, trying to see pictures of him walking into his pharmacy. I don't know. You know, there's the story about the plane being diverted, and am I curious? I suppose I am, but at the same time, when you think about how he kept his private life private, whatever he was doing, it wasn't out there for everybody to see. And I think that was kind of cool.
The first thing that broke on the internet yesterday was that there was medical personnel at Paisley Park. And my first thought is, well, probably someone in his entourage. I hope it's not something scandalous, you know, against his career. It turned out it was him. But that's the kind of thing. He is so shrouded in mystery. He's not.
Well, that was part of the
there.
Deal. That was part of the attraction. I think that's what
so
it was.
So shy and just
you know,
cool.
The bottom line is it's the music. Prince Rogers Nelson, known by Prince, an American singer, songwriter, actor, multi-instrumentalist, self-taught, played the guitar. Guitar virtuoso, which you see on that one clip. And for me personally, that's my career as it relates to music was Prince. I mean, when I was a club DJ, there wasn't a DJ booth I didn't walk into where there they were. They're the albums, the go-tos. And there was a different vibe when I was in clubs that Prince would get among great hits of Michael Jackson.
Yep.
Incredible artists. But Prince had a different vibe, especially a club vibe. He had that kind of sexuality to his music, which was really, really great, you know, in nightclubs. And I, you know, he was my go-to. It was fantastic. So
when was the first time you remember hearing Prince?
Oh, I remember the first time I heard Whitney Houston. I do not remember the first time I heard Prince, but I think there is a chance that I played Prince for the first time, not on the radio, Because we were adult contemporary down at WYRE down in Annapolis. WYRE, Voice of the Bay. But I remember my memories of Prince are in the clubs. And that's where I remember my first impressions of Prince, which I'll be honest with you, probably weren't all that positive. I said, who is that little fancy lad prancing all around the stage?
You know what
like
I remember?
That, you
know? I remember him being labeled as a Michael Jackson knockoff. That was like the first thing that people said.
True.
They
that
said, oh, yeah,
true.
He's great. His music is danceable. His music is listenable. But it's not Michael Jackson. And God bless him. That's what I remember. But, you know, I was 11. That was what was bouncing around the schoolyard.
My early memories, and I have fond memories of Prince, were driving in my sister's white 1986 Celica.
Yeah.
And we would either be listening to Q107 or she'd have like a single cassette tape of every one of his songs.
Right.
And we would drive around. Because back then, if they went anywhere, they had to take me with them, which I'm sure was fun for them.
Sure,
but
fun for you.
I'd be in the back, hoping we'd stop at 7-Eleven to pick up some Slurpees, but I'd be listening to Prince songs. And it was just a lot of fun. I talked to my sister yesterday at length, talking about how that music impacted us, even into our early adulthood when we celebrated New Year's together in Adams Morgan in 1999. Was a big hit again, right?
Yeah. It charted three times, 1999. Great
well,
song.
You know what? We're going to keep talking about Prince, and we're going to play some more music from Prince right now. This one, I think, came out in 1979. That's really in my baby DJ days. And yes,
okay.
That's normally when I'm pointing. Hey, if we're going to have a successful show, you got to keep your eyes up here.
I was watching.
Just like we're at WABC in New York. Okay. Just if we can do that, we'll be cool. This is more Prince for you on our Prince Tribute Show on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hope you enjoy it. Show with our tribute to Prince, recorded in 1979, his actual first top 40 hit, which I didn't know. That was his first hit. You know what's weird about that?
What?
I put this list together. I am not a guy that does musicologist shows.
Sure.
You, Rob, do probably more of these than I do.
Love doing them.
I had no idea when I put this list number one to the last one that I was going to play, I was doing it on feel, and maybe some.
They were very much in order. They were very much in order. That went to number 11 and debuted at for Christmas of 79. He had one chart that sort of scratched the tip of the chart before that. It was called Soft and Wet in 1978.
Oh my! What the hell is that about? He was a naughty boy.
He was, and that only went to number 92. But I Want to Be Your Lover went to number 11 with a 16-week ride on the charts.
Woo!
You know, the thing about Prince, and they've talked about it a lot, is how you could get, first of all, the women. We haven't talked about that yet.
But women! I mean,
growing up, you know, the era of music videos, and you would see, you had Vanity, you had Apollonia, you had these, you know, you had Sheila E., these, you know, even his drummer, you know, he surrounded himself with, there was a look, I just thought they were the most amazing.
And an honorable mention for the twins in the Cream video. Just, thank you for that.
Oh, yeah, right down to right to the end. And I just remembered that, and it just made him, what do they say about, you know, movie stars? Women want to be with him, men want to be like him.
Yes, exactly.
Even though Prince was borderline androgynous, and in many cases not even borderline, he had this femininity and masculinity at the same time. Just, as I said, as this news broke yesterday and as this went on and I was listening to people, not only was I feeling sadness, and that could be, you know, I'm self-aware when it comes to this. That could be a variety of reasons. But yeah. I was also just fascinated by the story because I guess because I never saw him in concert. I had this, it was so much on my bucket list. And I'm not saying this because he passed away. It was the top of my list to see him live, and I do not like going to concerts.
I know. We actually talked about this on the phone this morning, one of our rare pre-show phone conversations. We both have never seen Prince in concert, but we both wanted to, but we also didn't feel an urgency.
He was just here at the Warner Theater.
Yeah, I said, you know, we'll catch him next time.
Oh, God, at the Warner.
It was a surprise show. I tried to buy tickets. I tried to get two of them because I figured Shannon would enjoy it, but they were $500 a piece. That would have been nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I should have sprung for the tickets.
At the Warner.
So intimate.
Oh my God, what a great smaller venue to see
him
in.
That's too much. Not doing it.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? And if I was in DC, Oscar, I would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
And you would have missed out. Yeah. And it sucks. But the sense of loss that I'm feeling with this is because of that, is because I believe he had, you know, many more live performances where we could see him, whether it's on television or anything like that. It just, I'll never be able to figure it out why you feel gut shot.
It's the intangible that makes the great so great. You know, you can't put your finger on it. If you could truly figure it out, everybody could be that great.
Yeah. Go ahead.
As far as venues are concerned and the concerts that he's put on, people are putting a lot of the video from their iPhones up now on Facebook. And it's what you would expect. Just him in a mic singing Purple Rain under a spotlight. And it's just gorgeous.
He sometimes would just encore with a piano. Sometimes he had a band of 15. Joe Robinson from the Rob and Joe Show told
getting a lot of run these days. I don't know if I like that.
He mentioned
who's that? Who?
Joe Robinson. Rob and Joe.
Yeah, my
like every
God.
Day.
Wow.
Oh, it's because Carrie Spielak wants to bang him.
It's not that so much. He posted.
Okay, I think I can make the announcement now. Rob is changing shows.
That's right. That's right. And they don't have to change the name of the show.
That's right. They're killing Rob.
Just the
and that's why he's mentioning Joe Robinson.
No, he posted an amazing story, and it's statistically true. When I think it was 1983, Prince was playing the old Capitol Center, and he sold the show out. So they added another one, and they added another one. They ended up adding six more shows. He sold out seven shows at the Capitol Center on one tour. That's unheard of.
There are a couple on the Prince list that I put together that, for me, just... I just adore this sound. There's something about this music. When you talk to me about music, I am a classic old fart. I like Buddy Rich. I talk about him and jazz. And I love the blues. My band, when I played in a band, was a blues band. Prince has a lot of these influences, but power funk, as it was called in the late 1970s, early 1980s, power funk was my kind of, and I still adore it. And, you know, not many people do it anymore. You just don't hear it. But when I first heard this song, this was recorded in 1982, released in January of 82. This, to me, was just the most amazing sound. And we'll get a little funky right now with our tribute to Prince on the Mike O'Meara Show. Yeah, I love that. And you so know, there's good. There's an extended version that I played in the clubs that was just even better. I didn't want, you know, we were time, you know, we're short on time today, so we can't play all of the extended ones. You know, a lot of these, this era was, they were released in the 1980s, and you had the single, the 45, then you had the 7-inch, you had the 12-inch.
The 12-inch remix,
I had a DJ booth full of 12-inch records that were, you know, they went on and on and on, and you could mix them, and that was one that, the thing I like that, I if I'm going to be on a dance floor, that would be the rhythm that I would like to dance with, just kind of shuffling back and forth.
Well,
like
you
that.
Were doing
and
some
did
of that.
He his concerts through the end of the 1990s, I think.
You were doing some of that dancing for us today.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I thought
and
I'd
playing
I'd
air keyboard, you. Which is always a pleasure.
Now, these are, you know, Let's Work, and there are a few others on my list. Here's why I did this music show today. There are very few artists where I think I can tap into anybody that's a fan who could, and because of my club DJ background, I know what people want to hear because I played it. I know what they responded to. That would be one. We're going to play some of the more modern songs from Prince that everybody knows and loves. We're going to try to get as many on as we can, and we're going to talk more Prince, and then we'll throw in maybe a little Rofo's Love Life, or maybe not. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Welcome aboard the More Broadcasting Monorail System, our highway in the sky to the podcasting kingdom. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Pony, thank you. We're circling the O'Meara-created 7 Podcast Lagoon. Rising on the opposite side is Mike O'Meara Castle and the TMOS Mountain Range, Big O's Mountain in Latin Land, and Rob with 2 B's Mountain in the land of yesteryear. On the right-hand side is Tony Perkins Lodge, where you might run into an obscure B-list celebrity at any moment, or shop at Gary Stein's T-shirt Trader. Just beyond there is Drunk and Drunky, I mean Cake and Cookies, open at least once a month. If squabbling and screaming is your thing, then you'll find all kinds of fun right next door at Robin Joe's. We're now entering the Omericast Resort. On the Marcus Serta Concourse, you can dine on a heaping plate of corn rehash with Mermelstein. Kosher, of course. Just below, you'll find the first few feet of Political Persuasion's walkway, which will someday lead directly to the bottom of 7 Podcast Lagoon. While you're at the Podcast Kingdom, plan a spin on the carousel of Tech 411, spotlighting everything that makes up the great big beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. On behalf of the cast of the More Broadcasting Network, we'd like to welcome you to the podcasting kingdom.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
That well is done. Too good. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. Spring is in the air, ladies and gentlemen, and that means it's time to get outside and get moving again. Did you know that more exposure to natural light in the morning helps you to reset your body clock for a better night's sleep? Did you know that? Huh? Did you? Huh?
Did you?
Did you know that? Did you? Huh? Anyway, if you really want to sleep your best, it may be time to replace your old, nasty mattress with my kind of bed, the Sleep Number bed. The Sleep Number bed that never gets old. It's phenomenal. It's lasted longer than any bed I've ever owned because it's spectacular. I love sleeping on it. I have a personal relationship with my bed. I speak to it. I talk to it like it's a human being, and I'm not kidding you. It's the only bed that adjusts on each side, so Carla has nothing to do with me in the marital bed. Oh. She adjusts to her firmness and to her setting and leaves me alone, and I leave her alone. It's blissful.
Everybody's happy.
Everybody.
The Sleep Number bed lets me choose my ideal firmness and change it whenever I want. It adjusts on both sides, so it's a perfect bed for couples. And with optional Sleep IQ technology, it even tracks your sleep so you know how to adjust and optimize your slumber. My Sleep Number is an 85, Carlos is a 65, and last night, my Sleep IQ score, well, I'm not going to give it to you today because it's the Prince tribute show, okay? I didn't sleep as well as I normally
Understood.
Do. Thank you, but that's the truth. You can't afford to compromise your sleep. You can afford a Sleep Number mattress starting at only $799.99. No better sleep? Find your Sleep Number setting only at any of the over 500 Sleep Number stores. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Don't forget to do that odd thing you do with your eyes and tell them that Mike O'Meara sent you.
Broadcasting.com with the best talent on the air.
I want you to take yourself away right now, and I want to picture a nightclub in the suburbs of Washington, D.C., the great state of Maryland. the mecca of Gaithersburg, a Marriott hotel, and a lounge called Raffles 2, with a semi-fat DJ sitting up above the dance floor and speaking to a crowd of 600 people, wall-to-wall jammed, playing Prince 1999. You're listening to our tribute on the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara on the Mike O'Mara Show, along with Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak. Hey, everybody. Death sucks.
Tell me about it.
That's right. Here's a little more Prince, our love letter from the Mike O'Mara Show to all of you listeners. I'm not your lover. That's the radio remix. We don't have the time to play the long version, which I love. So many of these, I love the dance mix. Mm-hmm. And they're because they're, you know, mommy, why does everybody have a bomb? That's what they used to put on. No. That was on the remix of that. We're doing a tribute to Prince on the Mike O'Mara show today. Prince, roughly 1 year before I was born, Prince was born. So he was born June 7th, 1958 in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We, during the 80s, had a trip out to Minnesota with program director Mark St. John. I think Alan Goodman may have been along for that, but I think he was the program director. And Don and myself, I think we were doing a TV commercial out there. They had a studio, a production facility in Minnesota that we were using. Yeah, because that was the trip where Alan took us back to where, you know, he used to work and showed us the lake where he fished. It was
the Seasons of a Man's Life.
Seasons of a Man's Life. And, and so let's just say that there was one night in Minneapolis, St. Paul, where we were... I wanted to go where the Minneapolis Sound was, where Morris Day and the Time and mm-hmm. Prince would play at the small clubs in the area. And unfortunately, we were driving around so that all the other guys in the car could look for a special friend. A special friend who may have had a special something to make them feel good.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. So that was it. But it was, you know, it was 1 year. That's another reason why I track with this, because he was born a year before I was.
You're contemporary.
Oscar, it ruined my night. I was actually pissed off.
Hey, guys.
Can we just go have a beer, please? Yes. Can we just go get drunk? I mean, that's all I want to do. Come on. I want to go hear some of the Minneapolis Sound, and I never got a chance to. Yeah, when I look back, that's the 1980s that I was trying to chase down Prince. And
yeah.
I just love the sound of,
and
the,
other things,
of the power funk. And, yeah. It was, I wanted alcohol. Of course, no surprise there. I was reading about Prince because I'm just gobbling all this stuff up. He was also known as Jamie Starr. Did you ever hear that one?
Oh, I know he had a lot of
Christopher.
That one I knew because that's the one he wrote Manic Monday under, right?
I think
Manic
so.
Monday was credited to an author named
Justin
Christopher.
Enough.
Yeah. By the way, if you didn't know Manic that, Prince wrote Manic Monday. He wrote that.
A ton of
yeah.
songs.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nothing Compares to You. He wrote that for Sinead O'Connor. Alexander Nevermind. That was another one of his. And then when you
that
look
name
at
these, has great rhythm to it. Alexander Nevermind.
The Purple One, Joey Coco, and the artist formerly known as Prince when he messed with the record label. I never tracked with that whole story. So he was doing it to battle Warner Brothers.
Yeah, so they had him.
They
had him
sure
under contract for a number of years, and like most, and he really set. Really, I think the gold standard for what you could do to win over your public and have them support you in what is basically a private financial matter.
Sure.
If you recall, when he changed to the symbol and people started on the radio, I remember hearing DJ say the artist formerly known as Prince. It right. was in protest to the contract, which was not at all favorable or fair to Prince, where he went on TV and he wrote Slave on the side of his face.
I remember
and
that.
Performed
remember
that. Way.
And you know, the thing about it is you watch a show like Vinyl that's on now and you realize how what these record companies were all about.
Yes.
I mean,
yep.
absolutely screwing talent, for the bottom line. I mean, artists that would sign over their lives, very similar to TV. I had experience with that. It's been done in television as well, where you sign a contract where the only leverage you're going to have is if you become a megastar.
Yep.
And even then they were trying to screw Prince.
He was so successful that when he eventually got out of his contract early, mm-hmm. he started his own label. And yep. that's yep. why you see what you see today when everybody was racing to YouTube to try to find the hits, yeah. right?
They're like, nobody can find them. That's
gotta,
the way it goes.
I got to pay for them. Oh, yeah, that's this. I just can't steal.
As a matter exactly. of fact, if you go on Pandora, there is a Prince channel
yeah.
that plays almost no Prince.
Yeah.
Because they can't license it. So, it's, right. you know, you get a lot of Michael Jackson and stuff yeah. from the era, but no actual Prince on the Prince channel.
Well, we're going to play some more Prince music for you. 100 million records a worldwide sold. Oof. Let me see. Also, 7 Grammy Awards, a Golden Globe, an Academy Award, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004. That was the first year of his eligibility.
I forgot the Purple Rain won an Academy Award.
Yeah,
the song did. Rolling Stone ranked Prince at number 27 on its list of the 100 greatest artists of all time.
And you know what? They occasionally they revamp that list. I will see him moving up, I do
believe.
Oh,
I think that's going to happen. We'll take a break, come back with more Prince music on our tribute to Prince on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it one week at a time with the Mike O'Mara Show. A lot has changed since I started my journey at TMOS 4 months ago. The old board is gone, Mac has started going to class, and Rofo has changed his relationship status more often than he changes his underwear. But even with all that change, some things stay the same. And there seems to be a lot of projects on the More Network that never seem to get finished. We set up the phone system, so are we ever actually going to use it on air?
How dare you?
Will the Ustream be up and running again soon?
Soon.
But perhaps the most unsuccessful project of all is the guy's attempt to set me up with another intern. Despite these roadblocks, don't miss out on the change that does happen. Download the TMOS app to stay up to date on all the happenings at the Mike O'Mara Show. But you know, it's not bad being single.
Thank you, Maddie. Safe travels. Are you ready to upgrade your lifestyle and leave boring behind,
yes,
all while getting the best prices on the web? You're going to love this website. If you haven't checked it out already, do it today. Touchofmodern.com. They've got the latest trends across fashion, tech, decor, and they've got incredible prices too. And what I love about Touch of Modern, they've got price points for everybody. They've got great deals on real high-end items, and they've got incredible bargains on state-of-the-art stuff you've never seen before. It's touchofmodern.com. Go there now. They'll connect you directly with top designers, timeless and truly unique products. Touch of Modern is always changing. Each item on the site is hand-selected to grab your attention, and all at the best prices online anywhere guaranteed. They scour the globe for unique design-focused products to elevate your style. You're going to love Touch of Modern. They have it all. Plus, with loads of new sales literally launching every day, Touch of Modern is the one website to improve your lifestyle with a single click. Right now, our listeners get immediate access to these deals when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today, because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how life rolls in the fast lane.
The Mike O'Mara Show. TMOS.
I discovered this song at a Rolling Stones concert. They actually had it through their column speakers.
Oh, wow.
And they were playing this before a Rolling Stones concert. I'd never heard it before, and I didn't know it was Prince, and then I acquired it right after that. It was absolutely incredible. Kind of shows you how influential he was on all artists. This is another one from the early 1980s, Prince and Controversy on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I just can't believe all the things people say. Am I black or white? Am I straight? Okay. Controversy. Do I believe God? Do I believe me?
Gotta jump in. That Mommy, Why Does Everybody Have a Bomb might have been on this one instead of the other one. There you go. That's my ADD jumping into the middle of the song. I'll shut up now. Thank you.
Management regrets the error.
Thank you. That's played to the label Rob Spiewak. A little rust on that, you know. You old WAVA, you come in about 10 seconds earlier on those. You know that, right?
Yeah, well, you know, they never really got back to me after I applied.
All right, this is a fan favorite. Everybody loves this. Probably not on my top five of Prince music, but this is when he was coming into his own, and everybody enjoyed this, and a lot of people are describing how people feel when doves cry on his death tonight.
Dig if you will the picture. Monday.
Mike O'Mara Show and our tribute to Prince the day after his death right here. We hope you're enjoying this little departure from what we normally do. And who's that girl in the corner? She's got a raspberry beret on. Man, she is smoking hot from 1985. Little raspberry beret for you on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hope you're enjoying yourself as much as we are as we pay tribute to one of the greatest of all time.
I was working part-time in a five and dime. My boss was Mr. McGee. He told me several times that he didn't like my kind, 'cause I was a bit too leisurely. It seems that I was busy doing something close to nothing, but different than the day before. That's when I saw her. Ooh, I saw her. She walked.
I mean, it's been so long since I've listened to that in its entirety.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is playing out on our program today so perfectly. You know, the fact that we are condensed, the music selections that I made prior to the show today and that Rob and I went over have fit really nicely into the little show today. A lot of people, Oscar, are curious about your take. You gave a bit of your, you know, talking about your mom listening and stuff like
my
that.
My sister.
Your sister that was listening.
My mom was too foreign.
You tracked because you had an older sister. I'm curious about one of our younger guys, Rofo. I'm going to kick it to you for just a second here. Did you have any awareness growing up of Prince and his music? Because, you know, I think of him as, you know, he's my age and he spans generations, but I'm just curious where, you know, whether you had any awareness of him growing up.
You know, growing up, I didn't have a whole lot of awareness. You know, I listened to a lot of older music, but he was one of the guys that kind of got lost in the gaps. But I'm really enjoying this show.
What about the Chappelle Show?
That is a good tip, man. I like that.
You know, and I'm just really enjoying this show and hearing all these all these songs in a row. I mean, thank you for putting this list together. It's great.
All right, one last question. You think your girlfriend would enjoy it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I had to throw that in there.
Yeah, we'll listen tonight.
That's good. When we come back, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, I am going to violate a rule.
What?
Because I'm going to talk over the vocal, which I did all the time when I played in the club. One of my probably, as much as I hate to go with the masses and what they like, this is probably my all-time favorite Prince song.
Oh, good
because
tease.
I got such a response when I played this in the clubs. It was late at night. Everybody was loaded. And it was the bomb.
Quick question. As a club jock, you always had certain, I will call them, weapons in your arsenal.
Yes.
I know that you would play Eruption.
This was a howitzer.
You would play Eruption to clear the floor.
That was the end of the night when I would play Eruption by Van Halen to get everybody to remind him, you're going home now. I've got to go to my car. This was a little bit before that when I wanted to the peak of
spice
the evening.
Spice things up.
Many times. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Tony is going to quiz us on actual terms from the Urban Dictionary.
Pornocchio is your word, Rob.
Pornocchio, that's nose f***ing.
No, but I do like that.
Can I try?
You may, Mike.
I am over here. Thank you. I know you wanted to give the real answer,
that's
but I'm over here.
I just said yes, you may, Mike.
Okay, thank you, but you weren't going to. Anyway, Pornocchio is somebody who lies about surfing porn.
You are very, very close. It's someone who lies about their sexual escapades.
I'm going to say... point for Mike. And also, I like when Pony gets so worked up that he actually sounds like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
What?
Like, I was going to throw it to you right away!
I hate this it day so
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Texture. Binging is the best.
Yeah.
I did it last night with ice cream.
That's not what they're talking about, Mike.
No, I'm here to tell you about Texture because I want to talk about binging with magazines. Thanks to Texture, it's the best way to read magazines. I love Texture. I love the bonus features on Texture. I love the fact that you don't have magazines stacked up around the house anymore. Texture lets you get all the magazines you want in one super convenient place right on your tablet or smartphone. Go crazy. Binge, baby.
Baby.
Imagine instant access to hundreds of the world's most popular magazines, including back issues, for all the articles that interest you. It's super easy to use. Just click the headlines, and Texture takes you instantly to the article. I think it's the best use of a tablet anybody ever invented. I don't just binge on Esquire and Golf Digest. The Texture editorial team recommends new content just for me every single day. So don't get worried about being crushed by all those magazines. Get Texture. And the best part, Texture is offering a free trial right now. When you go to texture.com/TMOS, you get immediate access to all of the top magazines, including back issues and bonus video content. Try Texture for free right now.
Do it. It's a good time to do it right now.
At texture.com/TMOS. That's texture.com/TMOS.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
That's right, baby.
Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you.
Preach.
There's something else.
What's that?
The afterworld.
Oh, yes.
A world of never-ending happiness.
I hope so.
You can always see the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Day.
Yep.
Or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Dr. Everything will be all right. Instead of asking how much of your time is left, ask him how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. This life, you're on your own.
My all-time favorite Prince song. I love this. Get on the dance floor right now. Go crazy. I love this, Prince. On the Mike O'Mara.
Living here, take a look around. At least you got friends. I call my old lady, phone friendly word. She picked up the phone, dropped it on the floor. That's all I heard.
tribute to the 1980s. He will be missed. Listen to this guitar work right here. Let's go crazy. There's another group that Prince influenced, and this isn't a Prince song, but I had to include this because we played so much of this in the 1980s, ladies and gentlemen, and it was Morris Day and the Time, and the Time was part of that whole power funk Minneapolis sound, and Prince was instrumental in putting this group together as well, and I thought in the party spirit, this is from the dance floor. I love it. This one short because in the interest of time, I wanted to give you a little of the time because that was part of the whole Prince thing too. So I just wanted to give you a taste of that. But we are paying tribute to the Purple One, Prince, absolutely the most iconic musician of the 1980s. And this is really a letter of love to all the fans and to Prince himself. And he was so influential on so many people. We thought we'd share some Prince music for you too.
Get delirious whenever you need it.
It's our Prince tribute on the Mike O'Mara show. We wish we had more time, but really, I think the musical selections today have fit into this show really, really nicely. And I hope you get a chance to, you know, put this on your device and listen this weekend sometime.
Just
and
enjoy.
Think about Prince. Really, I hope you're enjoying this. And, you know, especially for this, when I was thinking about putting this show together, I was thinking about something that older parents can share with their kids and say, listen to this and know a little bit about the man and know a little bit about how much influence he had on so many people. It's truly a sad day for anybody that was even the slightest fan of Prince. And I wasn't a guy that lined up outside of concert halls, but I'll tell you, I played a lot of his music in clubs and on the radio, and I'm overwhelmed with sadness today. And I think a lot of people are. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up on this tribute show to Prince, and I sure hope you've enjoyed it so far. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Katie.
And I love it when Katie gets drunk and takes painkillers and orders things on the internet that she doesn't remember ordering.
And I love it when Rob does something so stupid that he calls himself an asshole.
All of this and more on the newest episode of Cake and Cookies. Am I really an asshole?
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Tracker. We all live in an era of smart cars, smart phones, smart homes. We all have Tracker because even with our smart devices, we lose stuff, and you don't have to lose things anymore. It's a thing of the past thanks to Tracker, a coin-sized device that locates misplaced keys, wallets, bags. Rob even puts it on his dog's collar.
Yeah, I can find the collar anytime now. It's so easy.
It's easy. Oscar's holding that one wonderful quarter-sized device up right there. Pair Tracker to your smartphone, attach it to anything, and you can find the precise location with the tap of a button. And the best part for me, because not only do I lose my keys, but I lose my phone, and I'm always running out of the house saying, "Where is my phone?" And I hit the little button on Tracker, and it will ring my phone even when it's on silent. 1.5 million devices. Tracker has the largest crowd GPS network in the world, so your lost item will show up on a map even if it's miles away. Never lose anything again thanks to Tracker. TMOS listeners get a special 30% discount off their entire order. Just go to thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's T-H-E, tracker.com. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to thetracker.com right now and use the code TMOS for 30% off. That's thetracker.com, code TMOS. I just wanted to say this is something rarely do I do a show that I'm compelled to do, and this one was something that I was compelled to do. So as far as artists that will come and go, there's never going to be anybody like Prince, but the thing that makes me the most sad is at his particular age, I felt like, you know, there are going to be so many more opportunities because he was still vibrantly touring and working. And that's the thing for me that sucks the most. Mm-hmm. It really, really does. But it's also taking a guy that was already at this amazing level, and it will catapult him to an even greater level. And I truly believe that he deserves it more than any artist I can think of. And that's a good thing. Any last thoughts on Prince, guys, as far as you guys are concerned?
I there are several artists that I will say this about, but I think we're lucky to have shared the earth at the same time as him. He has touched so many people in so many ways with so many styles of music and in all corners of it that, you know what, we're blessed that he participated in an art form that he leaves the legacy of the recorded music. And for that, we can take some solace.
This also looks to be an accident breaking while the show was recording. Apparently, Prince had corrective hip surgery in 2010. And
he had hip replacement, I think.
He was taking Percocet. That's, again, he had the reports of an overdose about 10 days ago.
Right. That's where the plane landed.
Right.
The plane landed on the way.
Yes. He had OD'd. Apparently, that medical emergency came from a Percocet overdose. So while the autopsy has not been released, it looks like this may be something to at least a signal of what could have happened just yesterday in Minnesota. Mm.
You know, it's sad to think if that was the case, and but at the same time, you know, it won't really matter at the end. You know, I've heard so many theories about this, and you know, those painkillers, you know, you'd wonder. I was shocked when I heard that he had hip replacement surgery, that they had hip surgery, because you just, you know. And
corrective.
And then I looked at my hips. That's right. And I'm going to have full body corrective.
Well, this guy was so hip, it was actually hip reduction.
Hip reduction. Yes, hip reduction. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this. It's really, really great to have you joining us for this tribute to Prince. And really, iconic is a great word. You hear it a lot, but it applies. And he meant an awful lot to me. And I can't think of a better show to do on my mom's birthday. Take care, everybody.
I never meant to call you when you sorrow. I never meant to call you when you pain. I don't want to watch that night see you laughing. I only want to see you laughing in the purple rain.
Purple rain.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.